Senior Life Journeys presents Carol Howell's Let's Talk Dementia, a podcast designed to help caregivers find knowledge, power, hope, and smiles in their dementia caregiving journey. Welcome to Let's Talk Dementia. Here is your host, best-selling author, Carol Howell.
Welcome to Let's Talk Dementia. I'm Carol Howell, and today we're going to finish our series on the foods that we eat or the foods that we should not be eating and the foods that we should be eating. And I want to talk about specific foods or groups of foods for the symptoms of anxiety, mood, and then trauma and grief, being one category. This has been a part of the class that I keep telling you I'm taking. I'm about halfway through it, so you're going to hear a whole lot more. I've got a lot more classes to go. There's a class I want to take, and it's only $1,000, so I'm pretty sure that's not going to happen anytime soon. If you want to underwrite that class, that'd just be wonderful. But I do want to remind you that I'm here for you. You've just got to email me, carol@letstalkdementia.org, and we can schedule a time for a totally 100% free phone conversation to talk about whatever's going on in your caregiving journey or questions that you might have. You can also go to our website, letstalkdementia.org. All our videos and podcasts, as well as the books that I have written, are there for your perusal, and I invite you to check it out. Well, our first category as far as symptoms we're going to talk about is anxiety. Now, you can tell me you're not anxious, but I'm going to tell you if you're caregiving, you are dealing with some anxiety, you're dealing with some mood issues, and it is a traumatic experience in your life, and you are dealing with grief over what you thought life would be as compared to what life is. Let me tell you, I get this. I've been through it. I understand it, and caregiving for someone with dementia is hard, but it is not the only time in life that those things are true. There are many things that can happen that can bring about anxiety, a change in your mood, and be considered trauma and grief. So I think all of us are dealing with it to some extent or the other. I mean, let's look at it. We hopefully are on the tail end of a pandemic. Do we know that for sure? Well, no, we don't. And we don't know what's around the corner. But we do know that through it all, I remind you, good things are still happening. God is still in control. The sun does still come up in the morning, and we need to be thankful for that. But in relation to anxiety, GABA-rich foods are where you want to be. GABA is, how do I describe what GABA is to you? I don't know that I can, actually. But GABA is a calming force in your body. I don't think it's a hormone. I'm trying to remember exactly what GABA is. You can buy a GABA supplement. We have a supplement called GABA Calm, and it is GABA. And when you take it, it helps keep the brain from racing to allow you to go to sleep. Works really good. But foods that are high in GABA are broccoli and almonds and walnuts and lentils, which I used to hate lentils. I'm not going to tell you what I thought they looked like when they were cooked, but you can figure it out. Bananas. Beef liver, oh gosh, don't even talk to me about beef liver. That's just massively disgusting. And beef liver will give you migraines, so you have to be careful about that. Halibut, grain-free whole oats. Not grain-free, gluten-free whole oats. I started to say, how do you get grain-free oats? That doesn't exist. Oranges, rice bran, and spinach. Not rice. Take that off the list. It's rice bran and spinach. Then magnesium-rich foods such as pumpkin and sunflower seeds. Love those things roasted and put on my salad. Almonds, spinach, Swiss chard, sesame seeds, beet greens, summer squash, quinoa, black beans, and cashews. Oh gosh, cashews are a gift from God, don't you think? Mm-mm. Omega-3 rich foods such as flax seeds, walnuts, salmon, sardines, beef, shrimp. Uh-huh, girl loves some shrimp. Walnut oil, which I've never tried. Chia seeds, avocados, and avocado oil. And then probiotic foods, brined foods. We eat pickles. I've told you we put them on our pizza. Sauerkraut, kimchi, kefir. You have to be careful with kefir because many times it has a lot of sugar in it. And then drinking green tea because it has L-theanine in it. You can get an L-theanine supplement. Little side note here, we went through dog training for our little miniature dachshund because she's just a little bit jacked up and barking at everything. Surprised she's not barking right now. And barking at people when we go for walks. And he recommended a supplement for her called Exiotane, I believe is what it is. It's made for dogs. And it is L-theanine. I thought that's interesting. So I have been taking L-theanine in the afternoons just to calm the girl down a little bit. Of course, you want to limit your caffeine, alcohol, and no sugar. Now, if your mood is a little bit wonky, you know how you kind of get when it's that time of month, you just might want to hit somebody. Or if you're menopausal and you break out in the hot sweats, yep, I know that. Then fruits and vegetables, make sure you're eating up to 8 servings a day. It'll help boost your happiness quotient. Tomatoes have been shown to lift your mood. Did you know that? I didn't know that. Foods containing tryptophan. Now, tryptophan is that thing that is in turkey that when you eat a whole bunch of it, you want to take a nap. And that's why great big Uncle Fred, who you wish would not come to Thanksgiving, but he never misses a meal and he eats more than he should. And he goes in the living room and he zonks out. He had a lot of tryptophan in his turkey. So it's in turkey, seafood, chickpeas, nuts, and seeds. It's in eggs. I did not know that. I think that's pretty interesting. And especially if you eat it with a healthy carbohydrate such as sweet potato or quinoa, and it helps to drive insulin into the brain. Omega-3 rich foods like the seeds, salmon, sardines, chia seeds, avocados, and then the probiotic foods, the fermented foods like we talked about, and prebiotic foods, and that's where garlic and onions come in. In previous episodes, I could not remember which category garlic and onions fell into, but it's prebiotics. I take probiotic every day. My husband and I do, but prebiotic, I'm like, huh. And that's a little more difficult to get those prebiotics in. Root vegetables such as carrots, jicama, beets, turnips, and more vegetables like that are prebiotics. Do you guys know about jicama? It's a big thing that's kind of looks a little bit about the shape and size of a cantaloupe, and you peel it. It's very hard to peel, and it is very hard to slice. And when it's sliced, it looks like a sliced white potato, but good. Holy cow, it's really, really good, and it's hard to find. They don't have it in the store very often. You want to limit your simple carbs, such as bread, rice, potatoes, and pasta. And of course, you want to always be careful about those anyway. If you're dealing with trauma and grief, and as I said, you are, then you need serotonin-rich foods. Serotonin helps build the mood. And you find those in eggs, turkey, seafood, chickpeas. I like chickpeas. Nuts and seeds. Sweet potatoes. Sweet potatoes are your friend. Quinoa and dark chocolate, but a small amount of dark chocolate. Back to the sweet potatoes. When I get my sweet potatoes home and I get a chance, I clean them, I wash them, I just throw them in the oven, I bake them until they're nice and soft and the skin has started to pull away from the inner flesh. And after they've cooled, I peel that skin off, I slice them up to little cubes, put them on a baking sheet, throw them in the freezer, let them freeze individually, and the next day put those in a Ziploc bag. Then when I'm ready for sweet potatoes, I reach in and get the amount needed for my husband and I, which is not a great deal for just us, and put it in the oven and bake them. Get them. Sometimes I'll put them on broil and get them a little bit crunchy. It's very happy. And then also for trauma and grief, those GABA-rich foods we talked about. Magnesium-rich foods also that we mentioned earlier, that I mentioned earlier, are good for trauma and grief. And then saffron and turmeric. As I have mentioned in the past, saffron is very good for depression. And I did not realize that turmeric was good for depression, but yet it is. So we can eat to heal ourselves. As I have mentioned, I am dealing with gallbladder issue. At least that's what they think it is. I'm going to be finding out here in the next week to 10 days for sure. And I am trying my best to heal my gut. I hope you are healing your body from the inside out. When you do that, you're healing your brain. Your brain can heal. You know, we used to think that the liver was the only organ that would regenerate, that the heart would not. Now they know the heart will. And then they thought the brain would not, but now they know the brain will. And on scans that are done on people who have issues, and then they make huge lifestyle changes and food changes and how they eat and where they eat and who they eat with and how much exercise they get. Are they going to a house of worship? Are they finding time to relax? Are they doing any kind of meditative experiences or yoga, prayer, Bible study? Are they doing these things? afterwards, after that series, a span of time of doing all those things, they scan those brains again. They show their healing. It's quite remarkable. We are fearfully and wonderfully made, and my soul knows this very well. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for you. Write me and let me know if I can help you. Carol@letstalkdementia.org. Blessings and smiles. A special thank you to our sponsors, National Association of Veterans and Families, 800-352-2919 or www.navf.org. Contact them for information regarding benefits for the veteran or the spouse of the veteran. Tell them Carol sent you. National Association of Veterans and Families. They speak veteran, so you don't have to. HD Imports, located in Rock Hill, South Carolina, wonderful mechanics for the repair and maintenance of Honda, Hyundai, Acura, Toyota, and Kia. HD Imports, 803-985-0985. I would like to take a special moment and thank you for being a part of Let's Talk Dementia. You can find all of our resources at our website, letstalkdementia.org. Our podcasts, our videos, our books, our blogs, and a form where you can contact me are all right there on the website. I look forward to hearing from you. Blessings and smiles.